A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about biometric voter registration, or BVR.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Studio 7 goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com, or still you can find us at www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about biometric voter registration, or BVR.
Zimbabwe has adopted the biometric voter registration, or BVR, system as part of advancements in information communication technologies in a move anticipated to ensure the security of elections, whose handling has always been disputed, leading to Western countries imposing sanctions on Zimbabwe.
The BVR system will capture the voter's image and fingerprints as part of a core features of identification. A voter will be registered to vote at just one specific polling station. But there has been confusion in Zimbabwe on the issue of BVR and electronic voting. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, is not proposing to implement biometric or electronic voting. It is proposing a model of BVR, which is very different from electronic voting, even though it can be used as a launchpad for electronic voting.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka Chris, nasi tinotinge tichitaura nezve gwaro revavhoti idzva riri kuda kunge richiparurwa iro neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, kana kuti ZEC, rinenge richiti unenge uchishandisa kana kuti chigunwe chako, mafingerprints, nekumeso kwako, kana kuti yatingati face. Kuti paunezenge woenda kunovhota unogona kupuwa kadhi kana tunoenda neID yako, zvinenge zvapanchwa izvozvo, zvapinzwa mukamushina kakombiyuta kadiki. Zvimwe chetezvo nezvinoitwa kana uchienda kunotora chitupa pakuti unotorwa mafingerprints nefesi yako. Saka chingori chirongwa chakangofanana, asi apa chinenge chakushandiswa kugadzira gwaro itsva revavhoti, kana kuti vhota yakunzi chivhota iyi.
electronic voting.
Voters roll. No way that we track. The show that can go to Guaro. Reva vote. That's the appropriate word. Saka Guaro vote. Kano ti voters roll. Icha rinengero gadzirwa. Pachandiswa BVR iyo. Saka kumamisha. Varenge vachandisa ma computer to dig. Tinenge tuine ma battery ano last long. Vamwe vanoshandisawo kana solar chaiyo chaiyo kuti vapinde mumamisha vachitora zvinhu zvese zvinodiwa izvozvo kuti vagadzire gwaro idzva revavhoti. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Sikhuluma ke namhlanje balaleli ngohlelo olwe biometric voter registration, iBVR ngamafitshane. Udaba lolu solukhathazile kakhulu ngoba bekungakhanyi, kungabalulekanga ukubana kathi vele luzahamba njani. Kathesi kuthe sekucacile ukuthi hayi uhlelo lolu luhlelo olubalulekileyo njalo lwenza kungabi lokuqilibezela. Sesisizwa kathesi osekuhlupha kuthiwa khona uhulumende nguye osefuna ukuthenga imitshina yakhona yona ebimele ithengwe United Nations Development Program. Kodwa ke abezombusazwe abaphikisayo bathi bona lapha kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi ngoba uhulumende obesithi kala mali Blessing kodwa akathesi sefuna ukuthi asebenzise imali yokuthenga imitshina naleyi yena obekhala ngokuthi akula mali. Yibo yiko ke balaleli lingasithinta ke kunombolo zethu 0012026192077 njalo nxa ku WhatsApp le yenelisa ukuthi lisithinte nje ku 2024650318 lingasipha ke inombolo zenu siyalichayela Blessing.
Of course it is estimated that about 25 countries in Africa are using this BVR system, but the country that is actually leading is Ghana, that has used it for the past 3 elections. Chris, I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Pishaye Muchauraya, the spokesperson for the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe and Opposition Party. Mr. Muchauraya, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Muchauraya. But of course, Mr. Muchauraya's party does not believe in this BVR system. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Muchauraya, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Chris.
Yes, your party is probably the only opposition that is against the grain. Everyone else is saying, no, we want this, and it seems like... can you give us details on why you think this is not good for Zimbabwe?
Chris, the first thing is, I would like Zimbabweans to know is that wisdom is not always in the majority. Point number two, Zimbabwe's elections have always not been characterized by lack of technology or the existence of technology. Our major problem is violence, intimidation, threats, and coercion. We have never had cases whereby people were petitioning the high courts after elections that there has been lack of technology. So I wonder why people are rushing to have technology implemented instead of addressing the real issues. That is the bone of contention. That is why RDZ is saying we are pursuing a wrong route. The major problem we are having here in Zimbabwe is that of violence. It's not about lack of technology. Why pursuing this BVR? It's offside. It's off topic.
But Mr. Muchauraya, like you are saying, this is a system that is apparently... of course, not 100% foolproof, but it has a very high percentage in terms of, rigging. Even if people are, like you are saying, there's violence, but if there's violence and then we have dead people voting and so forth, how will that help?
The fact is, people don't understand this BVR system. The BVR does not eliminate dead people from the voters' roll. That is the first thing. The second thing is, the BVR is not the solution. That is the second thing. So we are pursuing a wrong solution to our problems. That is why RDZ is saying no to this. And even if we are to adopt that system, it's also not 100%. Look at Nigeria, where the incumbent president, Goodluck Jonathan, was not recognized by these machines. And we also, if you also look at America at the present moment, America and France, there is this talk of hacking of these elections by the Russians.
Yeah, but Mr. Muchauraya, Let me come in there. I think that is where also there is a confusion, because if you talk about America and France, you are now talking about electronic voting. It's different from the BVR. The BVR is just like a voter's roll, full stop. France, the problem was with the electronic voting, which is the next stage.
Mm-hmm. Blessing, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. ZANU-PF is just raising some red flags here. Mm-hmm. When they want to adopt a system, they start by taking you through the BVR, then electronic voting. Mm-hmm. What can stop them from embarking on electronic voting? And it is on record. When Mnangagwa was asked in Parliament by Nelson Chamisa, he said, no, everything is going to be electronic. And what Mnangagwa says, we have every reason to believe is true, because he's number two in charge of ZANU-PF. And we know that even Zeki reports to the Minister of Justice, even their budget. So there is nothing at all that can allay those fears. And in any case, we have no reason to trust the ZANU-PF or ZEC.
Mm-hmm. But surely, Mr. Muchauraya, technology cannot stop because people don't trust ZEC. This is what many countries have done, and it's very successful. But at least we are talking about the BVR, not electronic voting.
Yeah. Blessing. Let me tell you something. This BVR system, I was the first person to introduce it in Parliament in 2010 together with Honorable Tongai Matutu. When we moved and defended this motion, ZANU-PF opposed it. And why are they supporting it now? What has changed? It means they've got something they want to benefit from the system, not about the technology. If they want advancement of technology, why can't they try and upgrade the systems at ZBC, TV, and so on, so that we move from analog to digital?
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting, Mr. Muchauraya. Hold on, we have another guest joining us. She is Ellen Shiriedenga. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Maybe perhaps before we continue, would you like to give us your title, your correct title? I know you are in elections fundi.
No, I am sorry, fundi. But anyway, I'm from the MDC led by Professor Washman Ncube. I'm the director for planning, strategy, and implementation.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that, because we know you as the elections director. We didn't know you changed. Yeah?
I got promoted.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But let's talk about the BVR. I think you heard Mr. Muchauraya there of the Renewal Democrats saying he does not support it. What is the position of your party?
Basically, as the MDC, mm-hmm. and I think as part of CORD as well, together with Muchauraya, we've given our position to say the bottom line is we feel BVR is the way to go in terms of, attending to issue of keeping multiple voting and other electoral frauds. Mm-hmm. But then what we are saying is currently Zimbabwe is not in a position to effectively execute and implement a BVR system, which is devoid of, issues of electoral fraud and rigging. What we are saying is we're looking at the issue around BVR. For example, ZEC talks of initially what ZEC had introduced to the Zimbabwean to say that, no, the kind of BVR system that is going to be adopted is the one to do with voter registration. But then looking at is what we have at the moment. For example, we're talking of, the time frame. we're having elections barely 12 months away, and we are in a situation whereby even the BVERA kits themselves haven't been procured. And we are saying that, but surely there's the procurement process. After that, after the kits have been procured, we're looking at the issue of piloting, testing the system, whether it's working, it will work effectively. And moreover, there is the issue of, you know, voter education, whereby you need to go out there and start educating people about BVR. So, you know, there are lots of issues involved. And also, most importantly is, you know, the bottom line is trust. As the MDC, we don't trust ZAC. We don't have confidence in ZAC. And looking at BVR, this is a system which is like what my colleague was talking about, is technologically based. And being technologically based, we're looking at a computer system where data will be stored. And there's lots of security issues involved. Now, given the mistrust between us as political opposition, political parties, and ZAC, you know, ZAC will be the ones who will be in charge of the passwords. So clearly, what can stop ZAC from manipulating the BVR database? We're talking of, for example, if we're looking at the 2013 elections, with over 302,000 people that were chased away, whose name did not appear on the voters' roll. And the funny part of it all is that most of those people had voted in the previous elections, but all of a sudden their names were not there. So what can stop, you know, that situation from happening again? And given what's happening at the moment, and, you know, the chances that the BVR system will be tampered with, what it means is that a lot of people will be removed from the voters' roll. And a lot of that number of people that will be turned away will increase from 302 to whatever number. And to make matters worse, we're talking of a polling station-based voting, of a polling station-based voting system. And, you know, so because of the fact that people will, their names will only appear at a specific polling station, what it means is that we are migrating from the previous system where people would vote in whatever polling station is in their specific ward. But then what it means is that a lot of people, because of that polling station-based system, you know, a lot of more people will be disfranchised and also given also the BVR system. And also going back to the 2013 elections, I remember when I was elections director, you know, on the last day of the mobile voter registration, we had lots and lots of people. For example, I can give you some places like in Zengeza, where people registered till 12 midnight. And in some polling stations in Harare, people were chased away because they were saying, no, it's time up. We are no longer registering anyone. So remember, that was the manual voter registration system. Now we're talking of a BVR, where computers, those technological appliances will be used, where people's fingerprints will be taken, where photographs will be taken as well. And, you know, that is a process which is even more cumbersome. If ZAC failed to execute and implement the manual voter registration effectively and timeously, then what guarantee is there that it will be able to efficiently implement the BVR system and enable everyone to register within the limited time frame that we're talking about? So we as the MDC, we're saying that, yes, as much as the BVR, as it has been used in some countries, it can actually help in curbing multiple voting and other electoral fraud, you know, fraudulent activities. But we feel Zimbabwe is not in a capacity to implement an effective and efficient voter registration system. And also, you can look at other countries, for example. If you look at the statistics, a lot of countries have abandoned BVR because of its technical challenges involved. For instance, you look at Uganda, you look at Ghana, and you know those countries have implemented BVR, but there's, like, for instance, I can talk of Somalia, where they abandoned the BVR system during the implementation phase. So these are some of the challenges which were there. But then we are saying that as much as, you know, the BVR technology will only be used for registration purposes, but the bottom line is that at the end of the day, we're going to have the voter's roll, which is the same voter's roll that we were using previously. The only difference now is that there will be photographs. So really, there isn't much of a difference from where we're coming from.
Please do stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a call and come back to you, Mr. Muchaoraya. Tina vanyoni maruku Botswana magadi.
Ndovaramba mamakadi iwo.
Aiwa tiripo mainzwa nyaya yemudariro yesarudzo iyi munoona wose.
Ndiri kuinzwa hangu nyaya baba iyo asi ndiri kurwadzwa baba nokuti mari yoda kutenga machine iyo iyo. Zimbabwe ichiti haina mari. Izvo maticha haana mari dzakapuwa dzebonus. Asi ndoda kubvisa dzimwe mari dzokutenga zvimwe machine isina basa rese. Iwo vachibira baba kubira kwaanoita. Ndosaka mutona 3 months before my elections akapfuurawa. Ndakabva kutaira foni ndida kuti nditaure nemi pasiri pamhepo ndida kutipa vana vachamisa kuti vavhare maburi andada kuti vavhare asi ndakagwadzwa nokuti foni yakabva yakata baba muri kubikwa zvinogwadza kuti otherwise hazvibatsiri ezvo kuita tekiniki yese inoitwa yese ivo vachibira vaingobira mishini iripo iyoyo mabiro avanoita baba
saka apo itwas nokuti
nokuti izvezvi nhasi ndamanipa imwe topic iripo vhiki yapera ndakachaya foni ndikatadza kupinda ndikutaura nezinyaya yeguku raundi nyaya yeguku raundi baba kuti regai ndipinde kuti inosanganisa marwadzo edu isusu vanhu nokuti guku raundi ezvo kuti tidzikane nayo ipo zvino izvi hatihwini nemhaka yekuti vanhu vakauraya vanhu ndivo vari kutungamira nyika izvezvi nyange tikagwana yo sei komishini yakasarudzwa iyo ndiyo inogwane nyaya iyo iri komishini futi saka hazvishande kugwizana vanhu vakauraya vanhu nekomishini yavakasharira hazvisenzi izvo zviyazvi baba ngatimirirei tibvise zanup f groini vatoibvisa iri kubva zanup f kana yabva mai kutanga nyaya yeguraundi baba nokuti inorwadza nyaya yeguraundi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vanyoni
handine zvakawanda baba nokuti nguva takawanda mazimbabwenzi asi nemakauti mbotibata nenguva rikure 3 years nakusa mundibata
aiwa tichakufonerai tizombokurukura
baba musadero ndikumbirawo asi ndiudzewo zvawese mumwe navabiti ndivakudze izvezvi vakateerera kuti madhigiri avo tivakuzomashandisa goro inouya tabvisa mugabe iyo zvezvi madhigiri avanawewo dhigiri redu ndorokuvhota kuvhotera kubvisa zano ndo dhigiri yatoda kushandisa ikozvinoizvi dhigiri yezano ngavamachengete tabvisa mugabe madhigiri avo tomashandisa manje izvo tiri pasi pemdc inotumidzwa navatsvangirai zvokutendeka kuti wakamira sei
vanyonihaisi
nguva iyoyo baba
vanyoni regai titora vamwe vateereri
All right.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard Mr. Nyoni. He says we have not talked to him in 3 years. This is why he's enthusiastic to cover all topics, even the previous ones. But basically saying that the BVR system does not work. Chris, tineva mowa nyora. Tina Philip Rongwe. Arguti kikiki. I will laugh my lungs out when I think about the current situation about the BVR kids. Zek is ZANU-PF, right? There is no way elections could be free and fair when Rita is playing a vampire games with people's futures. ZEC should be destroyed first, then a new commission mandated to run elections. ZANU-PF is trying to run its own race, and I don't see ZEC running free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. At times, this is when people start listening to those who think going to war was the best option to remove the Smith regime. Then we also have Apostle Midian Mfakavili Dube, who says it's important that these are purchased on time and that enough training and preparation be made. The kids alone may not be the panacea to the problems bedeviling electoral processes in Zimbabwe. We probably need democratization of the electoral commission. Chris, I think we have some Ndebele ones, but you can also talk to our guests.
We'll go through. You know, Mr. Mchauraya, I was talking to an analyst a couple of days ago, and he raised an issue that all this, Mr. Mchauraya?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so this person was saying that all this talk about the BVR is just something which ZANU-PF is using to kind of hoodwink the opposition and sell you a dummy. You are now busy playing there with the dummy and ZANU-PF is on the ground, you know, mobilizing and so forth. What do you think?
Oh, Chris, I think that one is a genuine analyst. ZANU-PF is very good at actually putting people off the rails. They are creating this confusion so that one, you either go to the courts or you engage in submitting petitions to them and so on, but they are trying to push the opposition into crafting a petition or into taking some court litigations. And that matter will lie at either the High Court or the Supreme Court. Then Mugabe will have the final say to call the elections without any reform. And he will say, no, it's time up, let's go for elections. You don't want elections because you're not ready, you're not campaigning. Then at the end of the day, Mugabe carries the day. So we are saying we are pursuing issues that are not very important here.
Mm. Yeah, blessing.
And Ms. Shiriedenga, but, you know, what exactly does the opposition want? Because all along you have been complaining about voter registration that you said was being manipulated. Now change is being implemented. You still don't like it.
Basically, what we as the opposition want is a free and fair electoral outcome. Mm-hmm. And which is also credible. That's the bottom line. That is simply what we want. Mm-hmm. And the challenge that we're having is the body which is given the mandate to actually execute that free and fair election has proven to be not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge that we're having. And as much as even let me go back. You look at the electoral laws of the country. We've got one of the good electoral laws, and we feel if those laws are implemented, you know, in an objective manner and effectively, a good electoral and credible electoral outcome, you know, is possible. But as it stands now, the administrative body, which is in charge of, you know, implementing those electoral reforms and electoral systems, we feel we don't have confidence in it. As much as, like I indicated earlier, as much as BVRA could be one of the other methods of heralding a credible election, but then we saw the administrative, you know, body is not trustworthy enough. This is our challenge now. As what we as political parties want is a free and fair election, a leveled electoral place where every political party is free to campaign as and when they need. And also we're talking about, you know, the media. We need media coverage. These are some of the electoral issues and which are there in our constitution, which are there in our electoral act, whereby ZEC is actually supposed to ensure that each and every contesting party is given fair media coverage. We're talking about most importantly, talking about the electoral, you know, environment itself. You know, as it stands now, there's lots of intimidation happening. People are being intimidated in rural areas. Mm-hmm. Lots of vote buying, you know. We're talking about partisan food distribution. If you're not ZANU PF, you're not given any food handouts. We're talking about, you know, the partisan distribution of housing stands. Mm-hmm. People, you go to Blawayo, they have over 5,000 stands that have been allocated to youth. And that is, those youths automatically, they become part of a constituency. And what it means is that, you know, those people are going to vote ZANU-PF, whether they like it or not. So those are the things. ZEC has the mandate to ensure that the electoral playing field, you know, the electoral space is fair for everyone. There isn't that, you know, vote buying where other parties are given a more favorable place, you know. So these are the issues that we say, let there be a conducive environment. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shiriedenga. We will come back to you shortly. Regatende unemwe mtereri vachidewe varu South Africa. Makadi. Vachidewe, makadi. Makadi.
Iripo, makadi.
Ta gona here is Tarajo.
Vachibwe.
Makadi. Chibwe
chitedza. Ah, tabaya nokushungurudzwa nembavhai. Mbavhai noba na ma election wose saka ha zvinongoti nezvako sekose.
Saka muri kuona sei zvida kuiswa zvekushandisa michina iyi kuti pange pachinyoreswa vanhu kuti vavote mafingerprints enyu neuso wenyu kana kuti neface yenyu.
Nyaya iyi yanga yakanaka dai yaichiitwa nenzira kwayo. Nomukatarisa iko zvino United Nations ndo yanga yachitokutengerai michina. Ivo kuzoramba uku kunoreva kuti kune zvinoda kuitika. Pavanoda kuatenga, pavanoda kuti vagadzirise chii, kozouya ringava bhora rinosara kutozotandiwa, ivo vakatotenga refuri kare. Saka ndo zvinhu zviripo, nokuti ukati kuti muone kuti nguva yacho ukona within 12 months. Within 12 months idzo ndo chaiti wavota registration. Ndo pachazodzidzisiwa vanhu, ndo pachazotarisa munhu kuti zita rangu riripo here. Saka unoona kuti pane chidhanga chakawandisa. Saka vanhu ava havasi vokuti tingambovimba navo kuti vanoda kuita zvinhu zvitsvene, asi kuti ndezvoutsotsi noumbavha chete mukati.
Hakusi here kwekungoti nhai vachibwe gudo kuipa kuipa haro haridyi kachaka, haridyi usiku. Hamusi makungoti here chero zvaitwa nezanupiefu zvakaipa?
Aiwa, zvine makwesheni makakaiwa wawo kuti ko vakarambirei United Nations, ivo vachiti hatina mari. Iko unovai toda kundokumbira mari yemaflood victim. Ko avo vakavangoti havo rai tokupai tokutengerai makombiyuta, ivo kanzi mari tinayo. Nhasi mangwana voti toda kundo hatina mari yemaflood victim. Ko vakadii kuchiti yoenda kumaflood victim iyo imi veUnited Nations, tengai makombiyuta. Hanwo ndo patinozoitawo question makaka kuti chembere yoshayikwa, iro berero
aroonekwaritisvipa imvi
handiiona kuti pane pari makwesheni maka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndadi zvokutenderana navamwe ndo pane zvinoedza ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachibwe.
Maita basa madzishe uko.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, you heard there from Mr. Chibwe saying that the attempt to introduce the BVR system is okay, but the people who are implementing it cannot be trusted, and therefore it becomes a bit problematic. Tinamkoma Joshua Maka, Varku, South Africa. Makadi mkoma Joshua? Mkoma Joshua?
Hello, makadi mkoma Vule.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Parisei pa Jonah.
Aiwa pachoni pachiri nani apa?
Anditika manyaya iri mudariro mainzwa ndee mishina yema BVR ida kushandiswa kugadzira gwaro revavoti kana kuti voters roll munoona ose.
Mujina iye kugadzisayo ndinoona kunge hangu pari kuda kuti patambiswe mari. Ndinzira. Dei kuri kuti mari iyo vashandisa havo kubhadhara mabonus ema soja nemapurisa ndikangoti vashandi vehurumende. Nekuti chekutanga vanobvuma here chero pakashandiswa gwaro ripireva kuti vanhu vavhote kana vakadyiwa vanobvuma kuzobva here chero pashandiswa gwaro ripi. Kukambena chaiko mapato mamwe haatobvumirwi kukambena muzimbabwe chero pashandiswa aro gwaro rinonzi iro ravanoti iri ndo riri pamusoro rekuvhotera rekuti vanhu vavhote vanhu havakwanisi kupiwa mukana wekukambena kunyange mumaredhio chaimo chaimo vanhu havakwanisi kukambena mapato anopikisa. 3 kune mutemo handizivi kuti mutemo here kana kuti ichi chinoitwa nezanupf chekuti vanhu kana vaakunovhota vanomanikidzwa kunzi imimi munofanira kuvhotera nhingirini zanupf kana kuti iwewo unotaura ukatozikanwa kuti unosapota bato ripi rinopikisa zanupf unonzi iwewo ita kuti handigoni kunyora iwewo uchigona kunyora but vanotaura kuti your vote is your voice saka handichazi kuti voice rangu ndonzwika sei ini ndichiti nzi haugoni kuchema ini ndichigona kuchema. Kana vanhu vakuenda kundovhota especially kumamisha mapato anopikisa please hondo huru iriko kumamisha uku ndeyekuti munhu vanhu vanonzi ngavatange vandoungana kumba kwasabhu kumakuseni musi wokunovhota wonzi ngavachienda vakaita aline sabhu kumwe noumwe unomira nevanhu vake havamiri vanhu vanotanga vamira mumakomo vasati vasvika panovhoterwa kana mumatondo vasati vasvika panovhoterwa kwakutocommunicatwa kunzi bhuku rakati ngarisvike bhuku rakati ngarisvike vanhu votyisidzirwa kunzi vanonhingirina pane maserial number ari kuseri kwenhingirini kweballot paper anozoita kuti iwewo kana wavhotera bato rinopikisa unokwanisa kuteerwa neserial number iyoyo ko pakazoya pamabvr ekuti panenge pane face number dzechitu pane phone number handi kutoita kuti mumachembere edu kumusha uku havachatozivi zvokuita vanenge vakungotovhotera zvavasingadi nenyaya yekuti vanenge vatonzi ipapo mapato anopikisa ngaava pachenjerere bvr inouya but iri kuzama kukambenera zanup f.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhaka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Yeah,
Mr. Maka is also of the same opinion, Chris, that this will not work for the opposition because of voter intimidation. And he's also saying that even if the opposition wins using this system, there's no guarantee that they will take power. He's saying the issue of power transfer is not very clear in Zimbabwe, so that anything can happen. So he's not hopeful.
Yeah, Blessing, what is the Bale ezinye ke incwadi ezivela kubalaleli slo Bernard Sibanda othi yena mina angiboni ukuthi kuzasiza lokho ngoba iZANU-PF isingenele kulolo hlelo lokudinga leyo mchina njalo isicabange yaqeda ukuthi izaqila njani isebenzisa leyo mchina njalo sizwe umnangagwa ethi umgabe uzabusa aze ayekufa kutsho vele sebenawo amaqhinga okuqilibezela. Uyaqhubeka uSibanda esithi yena ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo akuhlalwe i-commission yokhetho lo Rita asuswe kubekwe abantu abalungele ukusebenza ngokuthembeka. Enye njalo incwadi ivela kunjalo kunjabulo Vusi Mthembo othithi yena sizabhalisani ngoba umgabe sewinile ukhetho luka 2018 nxa besithi bona uzabusa aze afe kutshoni ke lokho. Blessing.
Of course, Zimbabwe is not reinventing the wheel, but is following in the footsteps of other countries including Ghana, Benin, Tanzania, Togo, Mauritania, Ivory Coast, DRC and Nigeria, among others, which have successfully pioneered this technology. And in BVR, voters' details, that is the name date of birth, address, etc., are digitally captured and stored alongside their biometric features, face and fingerprints on a computer, nothing more, nothing less. The advantage of this system, according to one expert, that is Dr. Samuel Chindaro, is that he says, the advantage of this system is that these biometric features can be used to uniquely identify an individual in a computerized way, and additionally, there is inbuilt software to identify and eliminate duplicate voters or registrants. Chris, regati zokere kuna vamuchauraya. Vamuchauraya, asika chirikuita kandi kuti munogona kuti hamusi kufarira chirongwa ichi, asi ndo chinenge chichashandiswa neZEC muna 2018. Hazvizokanganise here vanhu vanenge vachida kukuvhoterai kuti muri kuti hamuwirirane nechirongwa ichi, icho ndo chichashandiswa?
Chekutanga, blessing. Tiri kuti kana vakachishandisa, but message yedu is very clear kuti hatisi kuwirira nacho. Still vanhu vanongoregister zvavo, but message yedu is clear kuti hatisi kuwirira nacho. Chechipiri, tinofanira kuziva kuti something is not telling. Kana tichiti BVR system, e-technology, then tozoenda futi pakuti inenge iri polling station based. You see, kana ya technology, why ya kuzi polling station based? Because technology, we assume kuti uno chero ungori mvota zero ipopoka, unongo zikano kuti uri mwenezi, uri marondera, and so on. Saka why ichizozi ya polling station based kana ichishandisa technology? Can't you see here? Then the other thing, nasima ndangati chiteera muchitaura navakuda kwashe basket pachitaurwe nyaya vabudire musarudzo dzekumwenezi East. Vataura zvikonzero zvakawanda, nda counter about 7. Hapana kumbotaurwa kuzi nenyaya yekuti panga pasina biometric voter zero. It means this thing is out, is out of the equation. I game rezano PF rodongo vare vanhu chete.
Okay, vamuchaura. Regai titore mumwe, I think we have an expert here in the field, a software engineer, that is Dr. Samuel Chindaro, in the UK. Dr. Chindaro, good evening. Hello, Dr. Chindaro?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We are doing great. Dr. Chindaro, of course, we are talking about the BVR the system. What are the advantages of this system, if any? Because some parties in Zimbabwe are saying it won't be helpful.
There is a lot of confusion. I have been listening to even Mr. Mchaura, Varukuramba, who are refusing to... BVR should be used. Because the confusion there, they are thinking that it's something complicated that is going to be used. BVR is just biometric voter registration. It is a way of registering people where they capture their name, address, and all the details alongside their face and fingerprints. So it's not different from the old voter's rules, but only that in this case, the face and fingerprints are unique to an individual and cannot be used by somebody else. So the main advantage that these political parties and all those who are refusing BVR should listen to is, the advantage is that you get a new, clean voter's roll. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You get a new, clean voter's roll where you do not have multiple registrants, where you do not have ghost voters, or people who can pretend to be other people on polling day. It's not much different from the old electronic registers, but it is an enhancement. There is no way, which I can think any other party or ZANU-PF for that matter, can manipulate that system to their advantage, no more than they are manipulating, if they are doing so, the current electoral register.
But what is the difference between the BVR system and electronic voting? I think there's also confusion there.
Zimbabwe is not going to be doing electronic voting. And very few countries in Africa, I think there are more than 25 countries who have used biometrics, have done electronic voting. The voting remains manual. What you get is that voter's roll, where there is biometric information. And when you go to the polling station, you go there and you present your fingerprints, you present your face, and it is compared to that which has been captured by the registration process. And you get your ballot paper and you go and vote manually, just like the old system. The advantage is that only one person can do that, can use your biometrics, and nobody else. So you won't have these multiple voters or these voters who are passed to go from one polling station to the other. So that's the advantage of biometric voter registration system.
But is it cheap?
Sorry?
Is it cheap?
The cost,
yes,
is comparable to the cost of actually registering people in the old way. Because in the previous elections, ZEC asked for $20 million in order to come up, in order to clean up the voters' register. There was a company which actually offered to introduce biometric voter registration for the same amount. But the advantage is that you get a better clean voters' roll. Take into account that ZEC wanted to clean up an existing voters' roll. But the amount they wanted to spend was equivalent to actually coming up with the biometric voters' registration, which was a new voters' roll. So it's not no more expensive than the current system. Because the deployment of people who are going to go to register people is the same. Whether you are registering people in the old way or using biometric voter registration, you still have to transport people to the different parts of the country, to the rural areas, and those areas which we deem to be inaccessible. So there's no difference there. Only that you are now getting a clean voter's roll. So those participating parties and other stakeholders should understand this aspect, that there isn't anything sinister or anything tricky that ZANU-PF will do in this process to manipulate it more than manipulating the whole system if they did.
So, Dr. Chindaro, do you think that given the time that is remaining to the next elections, is this feasible to introduce the biometric system?
It has been introduced in a shorter period in different countries. But the main difference, the main driving force, is the willingness of the participants and the stakeholders to actually implement the process. It has to have a buy-in from the opposition parties, a buy-in from ZEC, a buy-in from the government, and all the different stakeholders have to buy into the process. Because at the moment, the procurement process is actually being dragged back by this infighting of whether the government should fund it, whether UNDP should fund it. So there's already some infighting. So those factors will determine whether we can actually implement this biometric voter registration. But the time between now and when the elections are going to be held next year, yes, there is time and it is feasible to implement this process. But of course, it depends on the willingness of all stakeholders to work towards one thing.
Thank you, Dr. Chindaro. Please do stay on the line. Arigato sore imwe mutereri vawedzera gandidzamu vari ku South Africa. Makadi.
Rinane, makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Taura itinzwa.
Ndainzwa inyaya yakanaka zvikuru. Ndaikumbirawo kuti ndiise rubatsiro rwangu semaonero angu ini vagandidzano. Nyaya dziri kushandira dziri ngashandiswe pakuvhota kana pakudii. Zvingawanda kana zvikadii. Dambudziko harisi futi rekuzeki. Dambudziko rimunyika medu ngere kune ofisi inokondrora zeki. Isingazikani yekuti chirudai tikanyambopa ani chero vamwonzwa kuti vaende kuzeki ikoko. Pane panoripotwa zviri sazvaana unzwa kuvanhu. Ndo vanozopedzisa kuti no anaunzai kana kuti zvakadai. Ndo dambudziko riripo iroro. Saka ndaona kuti whatever nzira ingashandiswa ingava ipi yekuti chitupa kana BBR kana chii. Ngai chinokosha kuti vanhu vakaita samuchauraya avo nasisi vaya vakabuda muna vatsangirai vechiti basa hamugoni budai kana kuti vatsangirai mukurambire pachigaro budai nhasi muya voti ngatishande pamwe chete. Ndo vanhu vane dambudziko dzose kumashure. Chinokosha dai kukuti vakangazwisisa sezvo vakuona kuti vatsangirai ndo vane simba. Dai vanhu vaendere vadzoka vese voti tadzoka vatsangirai plus izita sei kuti kwana dambudziko rakaa kuti mahovhesi apinda muchirongwa achiti no isitakudzidzisa vanhu kuti nyika inodai ndo vanhu vaendesa kumanosevha. Saka dai munhu wese ukabatana ukati chinhu chimwe chete zvikuru sevanhu akashasha ndo naangu nyuve vana mutauro ivavo vana biti ndo vanhu vakashaisha zvinhu nekuti vari kubuda votanga zvimapato zvokukanganisa nokuti
vanhuvawedzera handiti ndo independence here kuti munhu wese anosununguka kuti kana ndisingawirirani nemi ndotanga bato
ravo zvakanaka ndatenda hangu tanyaya iripo ndekuti kondro yeofisi kune ofisi inoripotewa zvinhu nezeki ndo inozochinje zvinhu ndo inozomanipulete zvinhu zvinga zvabuda handiti unoona izvizvi vanhu vakarejista ka namba ichanzi yarejista isati yaannounce kuvanhu handiti icharipoto kune ofisi iyo handiti ndeichazoti no nhamba yakawandisa kana kuti vachadi vototangira ipapo stage yavo titange kuti chaita sei handimona maelection ndizvozvo futizve vacharipoterwa futi kuti vanhu vakamira sekuti no itai zvakati ndo zvinokonzera maelection azobatwa saya takabatirwa 208 handimona saka nyaya iyayapo ngekuti vanhu vese titsvage candidate one munoona one chete tobva tavhota tese takawanda hapana ndo zvinokwanisa kuzochinje zvinhu zvese nekuti tese tiri mukachinje zeki kune kunongoripukwa futi nekuti munhu iye ari kushanda ari pasi pezampief saka zvimwe zvese ndaikumbira mwana muchaura ichero mukati ngakuvhotwe nechitupa kana nei kune kunoripotwa kumarisabu asanaunzwe kuvanhu ndokunoshaa
zvikuru vawedzera
wedzerai ngezvekuti vanhu ngatiite chinhu chimwe chete chichero nzira yashandiswa ipi ngave nzira ipi tongondovhota vanhu vanhongondovhota vakawanda
ndokungosunga
zampief ndo maonero angu ndongosunga chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tichati vamuchauraya vapindure
aiwaipindure vawedzerai vataura avo nyaya yekuti dai madzoka mutsembe navatsvangirai makavabudamo muchiti havagoni ndinode kujekesa rekodhi ipapo isu hatina kubuda muna vatsvangirai tichiti havagoni fore rekodhi titori nematsamba takadzingwa navatsvangirai kuzi hatikwanisi kusenza nemi chibudai mundotange zvinhu zvenyu ndo chinhu chetofane kuziva ichocho but we don't have any problems na Mr. Tsvangirai but vakatidzinga ndivo vakatidzinga rekodhi iripo tsamba dzacho dziripo we were expelled by congress yemdct saka ndovatori nekodzero yekuti aiwa paya paya ndakambokudzinga izvozvi izvi ndofungidzirwa kuti tingashanda tese
tinotenda zvikuru Chris
okay Mr. Mchaura let's go to Ms. Shiri Yedenga
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you heard the contributions there by Dr. Chindaro. He made some, very, I don't know whether you agree with him, his observations about the time frame and how this system is good for the democracy of Zimbabwe. What is your response to Dr. Chindaro's contribution?
Okay, I heard what the doctor said, and I agree with him 100% in terms of, on the simplicity of the BVRA system. But then I still go back to my issue to say there's no problem with the BVRA as a system, but the problem is with the implementing authority, which is ZAC. We don't have confidence in ZAC. And he alluded to Nigeria, Ghana, other countries that have implemented BVR. I remember at one time when we were talking to the IT director for the Nigerian Electoral Commission, and this is one person, he would explain to you how he went through extremes to ensure the security of the BVR data. He even mentioned that there were several attempts to hack the database. And because he had put up measures, to mitigate against hacking. But when it comes to Zimbabwe now, the challenge is we cannot safely say that there's a person at ZAC, who can guarantee that security, who can mitigate against hacking. That is our challenge as the MDC and other opposition parties that feel particularly caught, that feel we don't have confidence in ZAC. The simplicity of the system, it's okay.
But then this is a technological system which has passwords. And there is no way that any system, you know, is not cannot be hacked unless and until certain measures are put in place. This is why even as the MDC, we're saying, yes, we have issues with BVR because of security systems, but because, you know, UNDP has come into the place, into the fore. But and that instilled some bit of confidence to say that, you know, there will be, you know, that oversight role from UNDP. But now that UNDP has been removed from the process, then we say, okay, fine, now we are left naked. Who's going to supervise that? Who's going to ensure and guarantee our, you know, the security of the BVR system? So basically, this is the challenge that we have. You know, like, for instance,
Ms. Shireden,
we talk about...
Maybe yes. Let's bring him in there to talk about the issue of security since we are running out of time.
Okay.
Dr. Shindaro, can you address that concern? I think it's a genuine concern.
The concern is genuine, but I think is unfounded in the fact that the Electoral Act at the moment legislates for an electoral register. An electoral register is just an electronic register is just a database, just like the BVR registration database. So it is as prone to hacking as BVR. But BVR is actually more protected than this ordinary electronic register that we have at the moment. So the hacking fears should not be enhanced by the fact that we are using BVR. But if they had hacking fears, this should have been existing even before this introduction of BVR. Because BVR is just a database, just like before. But in addition to your name and address, you've got your face and fingerprints there. So this hacking fear, compared to what was happening before, I think is unfounded, I think.
Maybe Mr. Mujaura?
I think the doctor there is too simplistic. If you look at all those countries where he's making reference of where this thing is taking place, those countries have got some legislation to support the system. But in Zimbabwe, we've got Rita Makarao just calling for a devilish kind of thing of introducing this BVR system. So if there is a controversy or if there is an anomaly, there is no room for recourse through the courts because it is just announced through the press. Why can't they put the legislation first through an act of parliament, not via a press conference that we're pursuing this to elect a president, to elect a member of parliament or a councillor? It is wrong. It is a way of wanting to steal people's votes. And we are saying no to that nonsense, no to that to that rubbish.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mchaure. We are running out of time, so we would ask Ms. Shiredenga to give us her closing remarks, just in brief. We have less than 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Chris. The bottom line is... we can implement whatever system, whatever voter registration system, but as long as the administrative body is not trusted, then the chances of us having a credible, a free and fair election will only be nothing but a fallacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Ajindaro?
I just want to agree with Mr. Mchaura on his observation about legislation. If you look at my publications before, I have said that even the introduction of BVR should be supported by the relevant legislation. But I also want to agree with the previous speaker in that BVR will not resolve all the issues that are there, but it will at least provide us with a clean voters' roll. It will provide us with a way forward. Elections are an electoral process, and it is a political process which has to be solved politically. BVR will only help along the way.
Thank you so much. I think we have come to the end of our program. We want to take this opportunity to thank Ms. Ellen Shiriedenga, Director of Planning, Strategy and Implementation, MDC. and Mr. Pishai Muchauraya, spokesperson, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, and software engineer and biometric expert, that is Dr. Samuel Chinda. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.